Today we're in Revelation part 3, and this is lesson 2, and it will be chapters 11 through 14. This part of our study is about Israel, and the theme is all Israel will be saved. So let us begin our study today in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you giving you thanks and ask for your blessings upon this study, Father. Just guide our minds and our thoughts. May they be upon you, and may our eyes be upon Jesus. And help us, Father, to learn of you through the Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom and knowledge that we may live it out to glorify your name. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we just want to review some before we get into the depth of today's lesson. Going back, last week's study was chapters 5 through chapter 10. And we learned that no one in heaven was worthy to open or break the seals from the book that God held in his hands. And the only one that was found worthy was the Lamb, which we know is Christ Jesus. And then in chapter 6, we learned that the Lamb breaks or opens 6 seals. And then in chapter 7, we studied about the 144,000 of Israel and the great multitude from the nations. And chapter 8, we learned about the seventh seal and the four trumpets. And then in 9, we studied the fifth and sixth trumpets. And then in 10, we know that John was told to eat the little book or the scroll. So now we want to look at chapter 11. We studied some of that last week, but we'll just go back and review so that we can get our mind and our thoughts on where we are in our study. Reading verses 1 and 2 of chapter 11, "Then there was given me, John, a measuring rod like a staff, and someone said, 'Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship it. Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months. Now, as John was given this rod to measure the temple and the altar and those who worship in the temple, but the court was not to be measured, and it was given to the nations. And it's told here in God's word that they'll tread the holy city for 42 months or 3.5 years. So that's about the time of the seventh trumpet. Now, in the Bible, Israel is always, almost always, not included in the nations. So here we see that Israel is not part of the nations. Now, let's go on and read verses 3 and 8, 3 through 8 of chapter 11. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord on the earth. And we've studied this last week, and we know that these two witnesses God has placed here on the earth to preach the gospel to those that are not believers. And they prophesy for 3.5 years. And then during that time, they shut up the sky and there's no rain, and they turn the water to blood, and they strike the earth with plagues and torment those that dwell on the earth. And at the end of their prophesying, we learn that the beast, which is the Antichrist, kills them. And then this takes place about the end of the sixth trumpet. So there's 3.5 years of the two witnesses prophesying before the seventh trumpet appears. And we know, as we've studied last week, that they were killed by the beast, but that God raised them up again after they had laid in the city for 3 days. But they were raised up and God received them into heaven. And so, as we go further, we see the seventh trumpet in Revelation 11, the 15th verse. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on the thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God." So here, when this seventh trumpet comes, we see that this is when Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom. And this is the 1,000-year millennial. And so also after that 1,000 years, it's time for the dead to be judged and for God's wrath to be put upon those that were unbelievers. And he's going to destroy those that destroy the earth, and he will reward the prophets and the saints. We studied this last week. And also the scripture tells us that this is the third woe, and the temple is in heaven is opened, and the Ark of the Covenant appears. Now let's go to chapter 12 and see what's taking place in these first 6 verses. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. And then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems, and his tail swept away 1/3 of the stars of heaven and threw them to earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God, to his throne, and then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. So what do we see then in this chapter, chapter 12? First we see there's two signs. There's a woman about to give birth, and then there's a dragon about to devour her child. So we have learned in our previous study that the woman gives birth to a male child designated to rule all nations with a rod of iron and is caught up to God in heaven. This is a description of Jesus, the Messiah, who came from Israel, and the woman is representing Israel. So what happens to the woman in the rest of the chapter is not what happened to Mary, Jesus' mother. The woman also does not represent the church, since Jesus didn't come from the church. The church came from him after he ascended to the Father. Now, the dragon is the serpent of old, the devil, Satan. And at this same time, he takes a third of the stars, angels of heaven, throwing them to the earth. And he tries to devour Jesus' birth. And if you go back and study in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you learn in these words in the New Testament that at the time that Jesus was born, Herod, he wanted him destroyed. And he told the Magi that was going, that passed by him and was going to seek the newborn Christ to let him know whenever they found him. And of course, it was Herod's plan to try to kill Jesus. And at that time, he had all the male children killed, so he'd be sure, because the Magi didn't come back and tell him. So, now going on, let's look at, we saw the woman, and that was Israel, and the red dragon was Satan, and the male child was Christ. So, now looking at the angel Michael, he was waging war with Michael and his angels was waging war with the dragon, and that's in verse 7 of 12 of chapter 12. And it says the dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the world. And he was thrown down to the earth, and the angels were thrown down with him. And then I heard a voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and power and kingdom of our God and authority of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren have been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of the testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has a short time. So we see in these verses that there was a war between the angel Michael and that great dragon, who was Satan, and his angels. And, you know, in the beginning of time, Satan had so much pride and so much beauty that he was, I guess you would call him the head angel. God had give him all of his beauty and made him kind of the head angel. And Satan was filled with pride because of that. And he wanted to be God. He wanted to sit on the throne. And we know that because of that, God cast Satan out of heaven down to the earth. And of course, there were a third of the angels that went along with him because they too were deceivers. And but as you read in the book of Job, you learn that Satan was allowed to go before the throne of God because he went before the throne and he accused Job. God had said that Job was a righteous man, but Satan, of course, at that time was allowed to accuse God's righteous people. And here we see when this is now during the tribulation and this war that was waged between Michael and his angels. This was when Michael was, he won over Satan, and he was cast with his angel, says the devil of old, Satan, and his angels was thrown down to the earth, and they were not allowed to go back and accuse any more. Previously, they could go before the throne and accuse the righteous to God, but now they're not allowed to. So this is how that God has all power and all control all the time. And here we see, as we've studied in these verses, how that the brethren overcame him by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's go on and see what is in the next verses here. We're going to look at chapter 13 of Revelation. And let me read some of these verses and then we'll discuss them. We see another beast that's coming up out of the sea in chapter 13. I'm reading chapter 13, verse 1. And the dragon stood, the dragon being Satan, on the sand of the seashore. And then I saw, John saw, a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. And on his horns were 10 diadems. On his head were blasphemous names. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet was like those of a bear, and the mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gives him power and his throne and his great authority. Now we know that this beast is the Antichrist. And he gets all of his power and all the control that he has from Satan. And here John saw in verse 3 one of his heads as it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. For they worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. So here we see that the beast had 10 horns. And it says here that he looked at him, John did, and he had a fatal wound. And Then as he looked again, he saw that this wound was healed. So this is showing some power of Satan, that he makes it appear that this beast, the Antichrist, has been killed. And then he goes on to say that he was healed, and Satan is using this as a replica or a mocking of Jesus dying on the cross and being raised again. And so he is saying that he, Satan, has the power to take this Antichrist and take his life and then give his life. And in verse 7 it says, it was also given him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given him. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. So, let's look now at the next verses. And we're seeing here we're going to chapter 14. And we're going to see what happens. And all of this that we're studying comes together in all the seals and the trumpets and the bowls. All of these things take place. And we'll kind of be looking at that as we study further in our study here in this part 3. But let's go on, and we're looking now. John said, "Then I looked," this is verse 1 of chapter 14. "Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion." Mount Zion, we know, is Jerusalem. "And with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the sound of many waters and like the sound of a loud thunder. And the voice said, which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth." So now they have been purchased. Let's read further. "These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless." So, the 144,000 they have been purchased from the earth. They have been brought up now into heaven. Remember, they were sealed to protect them from the evil ones that were on earth. But now their lives have been given, and they have been purchased by the Lamb of God, by his blood, and they are now in heaven. Now, if you go back and study in the Old Testament, we have studied some in the past about the Feast of the First Fruits, and the Jewish people have different seasons that they celebrate feasts, different feasts. And this first fruit is of the coming harvest. And so here we see that these 144,000 did not worship the devil. And so here we see that they have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. So now then, let's look at what some of these angels that we have been reading about, as John saw all of these angels. If you go back and look at verses 6 through 20 in this 14th chapter, we learn that six angels are mentioned, and there's different things that they are assigned to do. First, we learn that one preaches the gospel to the nations. And then, let's see if I can find the verses. In verse 6 of chapter 14, we see that John saw an angel, in heaven, and he was preaching the gospel to the nations. And then, if you go down to verse 8 in chapter 14, the next angel was saying, Babylon is fallen. And we've studied about Babylon being a system that was filled with evil, a political system, a religious system, a system that was evil and did not worship God. Now the next angel we see, we see then this other angel, he says with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast, that's his verse 9, and takes his image and receives a mark on his forehead, he will drink of the wine of the wrath of God. And then as you go on further in 14, you see that there is one that says the hour to reap the earth has come. And so as you go on, there's another one that has a sharp sickle in verse 14. And then the last one says, put in your sickle, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. So one like a son of man sitting on a cloud reaps the earth, and the winepress of God's wrath is tread outside the city. So here we see that blood flows for about 200 miles from the city to some unnamed place. It doesn't tell us where. Now then, looking back as we studied chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 13, 5 through 7, and 15, chapter 15, that they are very common. And who do we see in all of these chapters, 11, 13, and 15? Who is in control? Who throughout this do we see has all control? And we know that it's God. He controls all events, and he reveals the future to his servants. So, what statement did we see was made with the seventh trumpet? That was in chapter 10, verse 7, tells us that the mystery of God is finished. And then in chapter 11, verses 15 through 17, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of God and of his Christ, and he has begun to reign. And then we studied in chapter 12, verse 10, now salvation, power, the kingdom of God, and the authority of Christ has come. So in all three of these chapters, 10, 11, and 12, it's about the kingdom of God and that it has come. And we know that after the tribulation and after that time that the kingdom will be set up on earth and that Jesus will reign and the saints will rule and reign with him. So that finishes our study on lesson 2 today. So next week we'll be preparing to study, and the topic of the study next week is It Is Done. You know, whenever Christ took his last breath on the cross, he said, "It is finished." So here we're going to see in our next study where it is done. The final of God's plan will be finished, because we know as we study throughout that there will be a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. And after all of these things that we've been studying today are fulfilled, then he will say, "It is done. It is finished." So be in prayer as you study the next lesson, which would be lesson 3. So we'll close now in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words from your word that we have studied today, that we will be like John. We will eat your words and digest your words. Father, that they will become bitter and sweet, Father, because we know that your word has some bitter in it for those that fail to follow you. But, Father, oh, how much sweet is in your word for those that believe upon the name of Jesus. So go with us, Father, until we meet again. And may we just live out your word to glorify your name. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.